And this is WA2AXZ standing by for the K2IRT net.
QB2YZX.
Hello, Charlie. How you doing?
Life is good. How's by you? How's my signal tonight?
Sounds decent.
I am home. I'm on 2 meters, 2 meter side this time. Seems to work better these days.
Yeah, as I said, the repeater's got a mind of its own, but if you're hitting it, it sounds pretty good. So, what's up with you? I got home about 5 o'clock. I've been doing my bi-weekly babysitting duties. So, it's amazing. I take the little guy out for a ride in the Jeep, and everybody on 40 meters is talking to him. He's trying to talk. He's doing the ma-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. And they're all getting a good belly laugh out of it.
That sounds good. How does Prince get along with him?
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. He's got a dog at his house. He's got a Pekingese, so he's used to having pets. Prince loves to lick him, and he got this Basset Hound that's just about the same size as the baby now, and they're equals. You know, he'll never take him for a walk until he hits about 5 years old.
Okay, very good. Ken called me today. And he was asking about when the next meeting's going to be, and I told him I really had no idea. So he wants to be kind of kept in the loop. Now he's got all this time on his hands. He's been burning up the airwaves.
Hey, WA2AXZ and K2IRT. Just curious. He's still doing a CW 180.
He's flying 20 meters these days. He's built a few more skyhooks and whatever, and he seems to be spending most of his time on the air, so that's cool. I like it. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Now, if we can get a 40-meter microphone or a 2-meter microphone in his hand, that would be an accomplishment right there. Get him on the air with us, and you can have a great session with the gang on 40 most of the day. But I know he's a born and bred CW maven, and it's hard to make him change. That's it. Right now, I'm out at Floyd Bennett Field. I'm on the runway 24, overlooking Jamaica Bay. Beautiful full moon out there. It's shining on the water. I've got the planes landing and taking off at Kennedy Airport to my left. Matter of fact, they have the control tower lit up in red. First time I've seen that. Usually it was white or blue. Now it's red, so who knows what they're doing. All right, so just curious. I was at 2 Broadway. Didn't hear much scuttlebutt. Everything quiet so far over on the good TA?
Everything is quiet. I don't think they're swinging the axe anymore. I spoke to Ken today, and he was saying he still has his test. They never took it from him. And he was just wondering now if he turns that. He was supposed to turn it in, I think. But if he does turn it in, does he get a retiree pass? He only had 13 years. Is he entitled to a free ride?
Why not? What he should do is, you know what I did with my pass? I still use my pass. My pass expires December of 2011, so I've got another year on the thing. Because I haven't been locked out of 2 Broadway or any of the facilities, and since I do a lot of museum work, I'm rather hesitant on getting that retiree pass, because it's one political nightmare to get it programmed into 2 Broadway. He just has to take a look at it and see what he wants to do. If it expires, as I said, in 2011, a lot of them do, he should keep it until the time comes and then go for a retiree pass.
I was wondering, like he is, I mean, if you have to get full retirement age, like 20, 25 years before you're entitled to a retiree pass?
I don't know. I've never had anybody with less than that time period retire. So, if he's going to retire with a transit pension, whatever it is, tier 3 or tier 4, I don't see why not. But again, the way the system is, God only knows. He may want to check with the guys in his union, if he knows a couple of the guys still there in TWU, and find out if he's going to get coverage or not. You got WA, 2A exit.
Okay, very good. I was curious myself, but it's not a big deal for him anyway. He lives out on the island, and he rarely comes into the city anyway, but he was just curious, and I had forgotten you've been around forever and ever. Actually, I got 19 years, 11 months today, so they tell me the last 5 years goes pretty quickly. And I'm sure, how many years total did you have?
It was like 39 years and 8 3/4 months, something like that.
Wow, 39 years, wow. Well, it was about the 15th job I've had, though, so I've been around a little bit. But nothing else new on this end, but I'm only going to hang in here until about maybe 8:30, so hope Abe stops by. I got to drop by his place one of these days. He got an old Heathkit 2 for me and an old Heathkit CB-er. And I love those oldies but goodies, so I got to stop by and see him. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Charlie WB2YZX is the top now. We'll see if anyone else wants to join. The New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Meeting here on this frequency every Thursday evening between 8 and 9 o'clock for a chat about anything and everything. And you don't have to be a member to join in. Just check in and be part of the roundtable here. My name is Lobe, Larry Oscar Bravo Yankee. As I said earlier, I'm out at the end of runway 24 at Gateway National Park looking at a beautiful moon over the bay. And as long as the park ranger doesn't bother me, I'll be here for the whole night. So let me pause for a second and see if anyone else wants to join us. This is K2IRT. Sounds like someone's trying to get in there, Charlie. Is that you, Andy? KF2WR? Trying to get into the net, you're not making the repeater, you're not making the repeater. Try it again, let's see if we can pull you through. Charlie, are you copying any of that?
Just tiny bits and pieces. Maybe I don't know if you're using an HD or whatever. If so, maybe can I try to move a couple of feet in another direction?
Charlie 2, Papa Uniform Yankee, KC2PUY.
All right, we got a KC2PUY. Good evening, how you been?
Good evening, my name is Sam, and I'm going to work along Northern Boulevard, Suffolk County. Nassau County, just close into Nassau County.
QSL, that explains why she was waking up a little bit there. Heading into the yard today, I see. Yeah, I tell you, it's a beautiful night for driving. It's just too bad you're heading into work, all right?
I forgot. I bought this little El Cheapo MP3 player today, and I was putting some music on. It seems every time I key up, the thing goes a little bit wacko, so it doesn't like RF. But a lot of things like that.
What's it, like one of these little iPod things that you can put music in?
Music, pictures, video, and it was only $30, but it's actually kind of antiquated. It's only got 2 gigs of memory on it, but the display goes a little wacko when I key up.
Yeah, it's probably anti-RF. Well, it can't be half as bad as my house. I still have dial-up, and the guys on the 72 chew and the other net yelling at me because I do a lot of computer work, and I can't have the computer running when I have the radio running. The way I connect the dial-up is I have a phone jack in the back bedroom, and I just plug in a 25-foot extension cord all the way through the hallway to the front of the house of the computer. That makes for one great antenna. So when I get on 160, all I do is key the mic, and that takes care of AOL for the night. So maybe someday I'll get the high speed in. But for now, for as much as I use it like that. All right, let's see if Val was able to fix whatever he had to fix. KB2VEQ, Val, did you get the antenna turned? Apparently not. I was supposed to take a ride. I work Tuesdays and Thursdays doing the babysitting routine, and I'm at 2 Broadway on Wednesday, and then I'm over at the museum. So I had fully expected that tomorrow morning I'd get in the Jeep, hook up the camper, put the Basset Hound in tow, and chase out to Pennsylvania for the weekend. But I just sat back, and I've just getting over one of these colds. This cold is all over the place, and my daughter's had it, even the little baby had it too, and it's hit me now, so I think I'm just going to try to take it easy this weekend and see what's going to happen there. Again, this is K2IRT. If anyone wants to join us tonight, just check in. Come on in.
I guess not, Lobby. Well, I had that cold too, by the way. I think everybody does. This time of the year, I always get a cold. Like, it's just a change of seasons that I tend to underdress. But, in fact, it's still lingering a little bit, but that's the way it is. And, okay, I'm still having the dial-up. Yeah, I had problems sometimes too. I got a little attic antenna, so, you know, sometimes if you're on the internet with the dial-up, the RF would get into the phone line and just knock you off sometime. But I got Fios now, so no more problems with that.
Hey, I'm thinking of that Fios down the road there. I keep on looking at these come-ons that they have. You get all 3 for $89, but I can imagine. Do you have all three? You went whole hog and got all the 6 million channels.
Well, I got the whole works. I pay $1.59 a month.
All right. Well, what I have to do is, I've got the regular Verizon phone. And they're hitting me for about $60 a month, and then I have to shell out 25 to AOL. So if they have that 2-year come on for $89, and what I like to see though is on a real bill, you know, if they say $89, and then they have to tack on the taxes and fees, and I wonder what it is at the end. I called them up last year when they first started running that. And they were unwilling to tell me what the bill was. So I'm going to see if I can find someone in the neighborhood that just has the basic. I don't need all the fancy cable channels because I spend more time on the radio than I do watching TV, so we'll have to find out what goes. Again, this is K2IRT, and let's just find out one more time. I hate when I have to turn the lights on there. We had KC2RUY in the mobile. Are you still out in the mobile?
KC2PUY. Can you get me?
Ah, much better. How you doing?
Very good, very good. As I was saying about the new story about the TA, what I've heard from two separate sources is that they're going to try to get the hourlies at least to no longer have THI/HIP available to them. There's something about they can't afford it. This is what we're hearing, that they can't afford it, and everybody's going to go to, I guess, United Healthcare Blue Cross.
Going to happen. I don't know if you guys saw the post today, but they came out with a report. Apparently TA's been cooking the books again, the MTA too for that matter, and the reporter said that the entire MTA is $28 billion with a D in the hole, and for every, they talk about every Metro card that's sold, for every $2.25 fare, almost a quarter of that goes to pay off the debt, and it's not even going to the salaries and the, the salaries of the upkeep of the system. So there's going to be another big investigation and another big brouhaha. But you know something? When in the TA don't we have a brouhaha? K2IRT.
On another subject, I just wanted to ask a museum question.
Go ahead, I'm here. I like museums.
What I asked about was, I vaguely recall as a kid riding the Myrtle Avenue and there was some train that had controllers which were, I remember them as being vertical, you know, that instead of the handle being horizontal the way we're used to it, the operator actually had a vertical control, and it went around more like as if you were facing a clock. Does that ring a bell, you know, along the Myrtle Avenue, the early DMT cars?
Yep, that sounds like our Q car we have in the museum. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. It had a vertical. It had a vertical box, a resistance box with the steps on it, and I was always fascinated by the way the motorman ran those things. Yeah, we still have a couple of those in the museum. I've been working on the Q car for a while now, just trying to keep the lights on. That's a challenge in its own right, trying to keep the lights on. We had the 100 car, that's the first INDR1 car. And we're having some problem with the lights. And again, I'm from power. I haven't had too much of a chance to play with trains. And waiting to get a call back from Art Murphy or Bill Wall. They're the mavens of rapid transit there. And we're going to try to get their input into why we can't get the lights working on that. Back to you.
My question is, is the controller being controlled, the actual system is all connected right up to the controller?
In some of the old ones, the high voltage controllers, yes, the 600 was at the controller itself. And it was dangerous in a way. That's why after a while, IRT cars too. The IRTs had the high V, that's the high voltage controls, and then about 1909 to 1912, they switched over to the low V, the low voltage. It sounds funny, we do not have any high V cars in the Transit Museum fleet. We gave them away to Brantford, gave them away to the big museum up in Maine. We don't have any of those for ourselves there, guys.
Do you know of any accidents that happened with train operators being hurt by those controllers?
As I said, we don't have the records that go that far back. But there's always a chance. You have to remember, with 600 volts, even an arc with 1 amp causes an ice flash, and if your fingers are in the way, you're going to get burned. So, again, they probably, for safety's sake, had a few accidents, and they learned to switch it back. You got K2, IRT.
Very, very interesting. It's an interesting subject. I remember those wooden cars would just plod along, three-car trains with the metal gates, like a little fence gate, and two conductors for a three-car train, and the whole L would sway a lot.
Well, I gotta tell you, I did a lot of work up on the Jamaica L, and near Cleveland Street, Crescent Street, where it made the turn. You want to talk about a shaking L? We had a substation called Woodhaven, and this was the only substation in its entirety that was mounted in the L. It was up in the L, and it was great because you had to be very careful. Every time a train went by, the whole thing would start swaying back and forth. And it's just one of those little quirks that they decided to build. And thank God they didn't build any more. Back to you. You got WA2AXZ for K2IRT.
AXZ, KC2PUI. Well, that's a fascinating subject to me. Saw some pictures of the original White Plains Road when the L was first built, and there's basically nothing there, just maybe a garage or two, and it's amazing how quickly the Bronx built up when the subway came.
I'm sure that if you have a chance to look at some of the old books on the building of the subway, you'll see that they have pictures of the number 7 line going out towards Willis Point. And when they opened that thing up in the teens, it opened up about 1917, 1918, there was nothing but farmland after Queens Plaza. And it shows this train L just going through the countryside. And it was the funniest looking sight you'd ever want to see. And now you reflect 100 years later, and there's no place to stand anymore. It's wall-to-wall people, apartment buildings, and just about everything. It's interesting to note that Jackson Heights, around 75th Street and 34th Avenue, neck of the woods there, that was all built on the spoils of the original IRT. When they were digging the hole for the IRT, they had to put the dirt somewhere, the dirt and the rocks. So a lot of that went flying out to Jackson Heights, Queens. So that was all landfill built on the original IRT. Got a little piece of trivia for you. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's see if anyone else wants to join us. I'm going to turn it back to Charlie. Charlie has to go at 8:30. If anyone would like to step by, come on in. This is K2IRT.
Okay, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, and let me say hi to Bob. I'm not sure we've worked before. Nice to make your acquaintance. I'm on Staten Island. My name is Charlie. I'm about a mile south of the Verrazano Bridge. And I was going to say something here, and it went right in one part of the brain and out the other. So, I hate when that happens. I was going to say, don't write it down, you don't need to. But these senior moments are becoming more and more like senior minutes, but that's how it is. So I love you, I do have to get out of here, so let me say goodnight to both of you guys. And one thing, let me know about when the next meeting is going to be so I can get out an email to everybody. All right, WB2YZX will be on the side. Bye-bye.
All right, Charlie, you have a good night. All right, looks like the Empire State Building is all in yellow today. WB2YZX, Charlie, you have a good night, and we'll catch you again, and I'll keep everybody informed of what we're going to do. And if nobody else wants to join us, we'll turn it back up to PUI, and we'll continue the museum chat. one of the great things about being part of a museum is you just try to keep this history alive. We just had New York Open House back in the middle of October, and we opened up one of our old power stations. We still have one of the original IRT power stations that served Midtown Manhattan by David Letterman's studio. So I had the honor of giving a tour, and it's amazing how many people checked in and tried to get part of that tour. We usually give 3 tours on that day, and we limit it to 50 people. So 625 people, I'm told, tried to sign up for the tour. So it looks like I'll be doing a few more tours for the museum, not only there, but in Prospect Park and in Midwood. We have a couple of the old vintage stations there that we can do the tours on. As for the old cars, definitely. We know they're always looking for volunteers that know how to work on these old cars and keep them going. And again, if you happen to know anybody who's in part of transit that knows the cars and can help out, you know, an extra pair of hands would be very, very much appreciated. Again, this is K2IRT.
Very fine business. Yeah, I believe I went on some of the tour of the old power station when we had a class with the core training for the new supervisors, and it's fascinating to see that 1880s, 1890s equipment and how that was just a brand new technology at the time, and amazing how they got it right, you know, pretty much on the first try. It was pretty much first generation equipment, and it lasts, it works.
Oh, you're right about that. You're right about that. And one of the things that I'd always tell my tour groups that raises a smile, they have to consider that when they first opened up the subways and the elevators, like the subway opened up in 1904. But we were powering the L's in 1901, and we were powering the trolleys in the 1892 era. You can imagine all these guys coming to work on a horse and walking into a magical world of electricity, and they have their horse parked outside. So it's been a sea change in technology. And you're right, they got it pretty much right the first time. They had to do a lot of experimentation. But between George Westinghouse, Tesla, Fine Metz, you know, the AC Mavens there, they got things pretty well straightened out. And believe me, if it wasn't for them, we'd all have candlelight or DC today. You got K2IRT.
K2AXC. I'm getting close to the cross island. And I think I'm gonna go on the side and think concentrate a little bit on my driving there. Very good to speak with you, and I'll be talking to you again next week probably. KC2PUY will be clear. Let's see if it's fine.
Repeater identify itself. Well, definitely. We'll be here, we'll be talking, and we'll have a lot of fun as we always do. And if you have any questions, you can always email me. It's wa2axc@arrl.net. And or check out QRZ, K2IRT. I got all the contact numbers there. And whatever you want to chat about, subways, trains, buses. Play the game for the table there. Be safe driving, and we'll catch you again. And as I said, both hands on the wheel, please. This is K2IRT. You got Lobie here, WA2AXZ at the mic. See if anyone else wants to join us tonight. Come on in. K2. We got the beginning of that, Val. Try it again. Val, are you still out there? You got Lobie, WA2AXZ, for K2, I have to. again, this is K2 IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, leading up from 8 to 9 o'clock, or until everybody clears out and heads for the TV set. You got WA2AXZ at the mic. If anyone is interested in information on the Transit Radio Group, check out K2IRT on the QRZ website, and you've got all the contact numbers and a little information about K2IRT and the membership and other good stuff. Let me just stand back for a second and see if anyone else wants to check in. This is K2IRT.
Good evening, Roby. Richard, KA2KGQ.
Hey, doing, Rich? KA2KGQ. What's going on your side of the world?
Okay, first, I would have checked in a little bit earlier, but I had to, frankly, clear off, I was busy clearing off this desk. To make a long story short, about 10 days ago, I purchased a laptop computer along with a printer, and if everything goes according to plan, it will be installed a little bit later this evening. One of my brothers is flying, he's supposed to be coming over at about 9:30, so I was kind of a little busy with clearing off the desk, so that's why I didn't come in earlier when you had, you know, Charlie, Val, and that other station on Northern Boulevard.
That was Bob up at PHY. I'm having a senior moment here, remembering all this stuff. I'm over here on Flatbush Avenue and Avenue T. I was running the net out at Floyd Bennett Field today, and it got rather quiet. Yeah, Val was in here earlier, and then it's as though his antenna failed and he disappeared. So we'll probably have to give him an email tonight to see what's going on. All right, good news on that computer, though. And definitely get on and enjoy it to the best.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, basically, I know it's a Hewlett-Packard computer and a Hewlett-Packard printer. Don't ask me the model numbers right off the top of my head. That I don't recall. And the computer I got is a laptop, so that's okay. Anyway, the other thing that's been going on, things have kind of quieted down a bit, but early Sunday morning, my mother was taken by ambulance to King's Highway Beth Israel Hospital, and the doctors examined her. First they said the mom was with colitis, but they weren't sure at first, so they had to keep her in the hospital for a couple of days, and she got out yesterday evening. She's doing fine now, so things are a little bit more back to normal.
Well, that's good. Thankfully, she's starting to get a little bit better there. Yeah, you got to take care of her. You only have one, so you have to be good and do what you have to do. Oh, let me just turn the steering wheel a little bit. I get upset when I have the mic in one hand, the steering wheel in the other, and then I sit back and try to figure out, well, that's great. Now, how am I going to shift this thing?
Okay, well, that I can't advise you on. If you have a stick shift, though, that I'm sure is a lot of fun. When it comes to Jeep vehicles, many years ago, no longer worked for Transit, a guy by the name of, I'll mention, Josiano. About twice a year, I had to take his car, his Jeep, I'm not sure if it was a Grand Cherokee or whatever, from lower Manhattan to New York to have his vehicle inspected. So driving that particular car was not a problem because like my vehicle, it was also a Chrysler product, and it was no problem. I had to do a stick shift. I've never driven that kind of a car.
Well, I tell you, stick shift is interesting. I've been driving a stick since 1968 to 1969, so I fell into it right away.
my oldest daughter, Carrie, was going to go visit one of her boyfriends in Wisconsin. And last week, she told me, "Hey, Daddy, you know, I'm going to drive his car, but he's got a stick shift. Can you teach me how to drive a stick shift in 2 days?" And I smiled and told her, "Here's the money. Go rent a nice car." I don't mind if you have a little Chevy Nova or something and you learn to drive that way. But if you try to drive a Jeep and you're learning for the first time, you can kiss the clutch goodbye. Go ahead.
Okay, you're probably right about that. You know, occasionally, you know, I listen to, on Saturday mornings, they have a program on from about 10 to 11 called Car Talk on WNYC from 10 to 11 in the mornings on Saturday. And every once in a while, somebody calls up and says, you know, they drive stick shifts, et cetera, et cetera, and, you know, that pedal or clutch is loose, and many times they'll say, they'll both say to this person, whether it be male or female, "Sounds like you wore out the stick shift and need a whole new stick shift." So I'll take your word for it, Lobby.
Good old Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. I listen to them every Saturday religiously, every Sunday too, for that matter. They do a repeat on it. And I love their statement there. They're unencumbered by the thought process. Great set of guys they have. The only thing that what gets people is they think the cars last forever, and unless you do the proper maintenance and drive them nice and easy, then they start having problems. But it's amazing to see. I'm giving it for you already. It's been a long day for me, but people have cars and they haven't the slightest idea of what is going on mechanically under the hood. And years ago, any boy growing up would love to work on a car. Just to get his hands dirty and learn, wow, look at this, he's got a 427 with a XYZ transmission and a hard shifter. You don't hear that anymore. Now the kids drive these little rice burners, these little Toyotas or whatever, and they haven't the slightest idea of what's going on under the hood. This is K2IR.
Okay, this is KA2KZQ. I think I can understand what you mean, Lo, because I have a 95 Neon. And look, a long time ago, you know, back in the 60s, my father drove a 64 Plymouth Fury, and the car that I had before that was the 73 Dodge Dart. I don't claim to have been a car expert, but at least I knew with those cars, you know, what some of the parts were. Looking under the hood of some of these newer cars, even in my own car, I don't even know what half the stuff is.
I mean, outside of minor things like, you know, checking the coolant or checking the oil or checking the windshield washer fluid, I to be honest, I'm not familiar with half the systems underneath my own car.
VEQ check-in. They've gotten so sophisticated now that, no, I'm talking to the radio. Thanks, good Abel Lily. Say hi to the gang. Okay. Again, they've gotten so sophisticated they can't do anything anymore under the hood. But I was speaking to one of the other historians, Joe Cunningham from the museum. And he and I love to talk about the Beach Boys and Chad and Dean and the Everly Brothers. And over in the 50s and 60s, they used to have all these car songs. "She's So Fine, My 409, The Little Deuce Coupe," and, you know, all the other little songs of the period. And nowadays, when you start listening to the words, we can understand them, but this new generation, what the hell is a deuce coupe and a flathead mill and what's a real slick daddy? some terms. All right. Well, Rich, As I said, good luck on that computer tonight. And I'm parking in front of the house now, and all the neighbors are looking out, wondering what the strange person is doing on the radio. K2GDQ? You got the K2IRT net. GDQ?
Hey, Val, I'll get you in 1 second. KE2VEQ recognize. Yeah, Lobie, I'll tell you, yeah, I grew up in the 60s, so yeah, when I hear a lot of those songs with the Beach Boys, Dan and Z, I know exactly what you're talking about. Exactly, I remember a lot of that music too. Okay, so Val, good evening to you, and take it away.
Thank you, Richard. I was having a little trouble here trying to get in on you guys. I don't know exactly which button I pushed, but apparently I pushed the wrong button. Yeah, I'll get it straight by the end of the day. And good hearing you out there. And also, Lobie, I'm back with you for a few minutes until we end this. And I'll turn it back over to you. WA2AZ, KB2VEQ.
All right, Val, welcome back. KB2VEQ, you got the K2IRT group. That's the fun thing about these radios. It sounds funny, but I've got the 2-meter 440 up in the shack. It's the mobile rig, the ICOM 3200 or whatever it is. And one of the curses of these little rigs is that the buttons are so small that when you turn the dial or try to adjust the volume, the finger inadvertently hits something. And it sends the radio into outer space. And that's happened several times up in the shack. One good thing I found on the ASU 857D, I make sure that after I get the frequency set up, I press the lock button. And this way here, I can press all the buttons and do whatever I want, and nothing's going to happen. So, Val, how you doing? Anything good on your side?
The usual. This past weekend I was down in Maryland and stopped in at Georgetown. I was visiting my daughter. It was parents' weekend at the University of Maryland. We took a little side trip to Georgetown, and we went out on the harbor and had lunch, and really beautiful. It was a beautiful day. And other than that, you know, just taking care of things in and around the house, the usual. Good to hear you guys out there again, and one of these days you and I got to get together and work on these antennas over here. I'm going to let you have it back, Lobie, WA2AXZ, KB2VEQ for now.
All right, Val, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group there. Yeah. Sounds like you had a good weekend. I was planning tomorrow morning to just get in the camper and chase out to... Oh, excuse me. One of those long days again, Val. I was going to chase out to Elizabethtown, the Hershey area, and just park my carcass in the campground for 3 days. But I picked up a cold. As I said, my daughters had the cold. My grandson had the cold. And now I've got it in the chest. And as I said, I've been running ragged the past couple of days. And I think I'm just going to stay home, me and the Basset Hound. Maybe I'll open the camper, clean it out, and then park it for another season and be done with it. But I haven't even been on 160 the past couple of days because it's just been too much. I've been getting home and just crashing. That's how tired I've been getting. So, boy, forgive me again. I was talking to Charlie, and we're going to set up an early November date, and we'll get the gang together over at 53rd Street and have a nice chat. We'll have to see what kind of a day it's going to be, and whatever it's going to be, we'll get the notice out and get as many of the gang as possible together. Back to you.
Yeah, that sounds very good. I'll see what I can do to make it there. I don't have anything immediately planned, but... I'll be looking forward to it. I'll turn it back over to you and Rich, KB2VEQ, standing by.
All right, we may have to move it to a Monday because I'm babysitting Tuesdays and Thursdays out in Massapequa, and there's no way I'm going to make it back to 53rd Street in time.
since I get out about 4 or 5 o'clock at night. So I'll talk to Charlie. We'll talk to the guys. We'll see if we can do it on a Monday and be done with it that way. And what else is going on? Well, let's give it to Rich, see what Rich is up to. And I don't even have my watch on, to tell you the truth. I should look at it from time to time. This is the K2IRT group, KA2KDQ. She's all yours.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. Well, as far as the meeting is concerned, I guess to have it on a Monday, I don't think would be a problem for me, at least as of right now. Basically, the only major event that I have planned for in November is on Sunday, November 7th, the New York City Marathon, but that's a whole other thing. I'm going to be working at the 6 Mile Point, Fourth Avenue, 23rd and 24th Street at the Mile Cabin. So outside of that, I don't think having it on a Monday would be a problem. Anyway, most of you were talking about radios before and all the mistakes that you can make. Well, I'm speaking to both of you on, this is actually I got from somebody, a Kenwood TR-7930 Alpha, which goes back to 1984. Yeah, it has plenty of buttons on it, but on this particular radio, unlike some of the newer radios, even if you make a mistake, it's fairly easy to figure out what went wrong. So that's the comment I will like to make about that. And from this particular radio, during the 1980s and up until the early 1990s, Kenwood came out with quite a few different models based on this particular radio. Okay, so Val, I think it's KE or KB2VU2, take it away.
Ah, sounds good, Rich. I'm glad you take care of your equipment, and I guess you bought it new, right?
Well, Val, originally I bought in 1986 a Kenwood TM2530 Alpha radio, which I still have. But this particular radio I actually got from somebody who was cleaning out his shack. And basically, they are the same radios, just from the other radio that I mentioned, model number, was a later version of this same radio. So this radio has a calculator type keyboard with a digital readout, and the person gave it to me. The only thing that I had to do was just buy a PL tone board along with the dip switches and have somebody install it for me. But this particular radio, I got it from another ham who was cleaning out a shack quite a few years ago.
Still sounds good, Rich. I'm sure you take care of it pretty well, so keep up the good work on those.
Okay, yeah, so, I try to as much as possible. Every once in a while, you'll laugh, but the only care that I really do is just having to clean off the dust from the top of the radio, but outside of that, I'm fairly happy. I have this radio, I think, for about, let's see, I think I got this in 2001 and 2002. But I'm very happy with it. Okay, so that's all I can say about this. Lobi, if you want to make any comments in reference to it, go right ahead.
Okay, 2KDQ, you got the K2IRT group. You guys, forgive me, I missed that because I'm parked in front of the house, and I started hearing barking, and the basset hound was in the house howling away a mile a minute. He knew I was out here, and I had to go in and put him on the leash and bring him outside. And right now he's with me. I'm in the car, and he's wagging his tail a mile a minute. There must be a squirrel or something across the street, and he wants to go and get it. so I'm going to have to take them for a quick walk in a little bit. Ah, jeez. Well, what I'm going to do is let me take care of the hound. I'm going to close off at least my end. You guys keep on going, because if I don't get him out, he's going to leave me with a surprise.
Close it out. Just on my side, Lobie, and this will be my final. You guys take care. God bless, and good to hear each and every one of you, and looking forward to our face-to-face next month. And when you get the information, email me, and I should have no problem on the Mondays. So I'll clear for now, KB2BQ 73, and clear.
Appreciate it, definitely. Yeah, I'll talk to Charlie, and we'll set it up for a Monday. All right, we'll give it over to Rich, KA2KDQ, and then we'll close off the net. Let you take out your dog 44, and believe me, we had a German Shepherd a long time ago when she was very young. We got her about a year and a half old, 2 years. She'd see a squirrel running on top of the telephone or electric line, so she'd want to go after him too. So I know where you're coming from with that. Okay, listen, Lobie, pleasure speaking with you again. And as I said earlier, my mother is feeling much better, and she's doing much better. Okay, so do what you have to do, and hopefully, barring anything out of the ordinary, I'll speak to you next week, and then see you at our face-to-face in November. So WA2AXC, this is KA2KEDQ, saying take care in 73. Be well, and speak to you soon. Bye.
All right, Rich, and give all my best to your mom, and I pray everything is going to go well with her there, and definitely Val, too, and the family, all the best to them, and you got WA2AXZ and the killer basset hound over here. I'm going to give him the call, WOOF, woof. He's giving me a look right now like, you take me for a walk or else. But I just want to thank the whole gang for being out here tonight. And we'll meet up again next Thursday evening at 8 o'clock. And as I said, I'll take a look at the schedule, and we'll try to get everybody together at the beginning of November, that Monday. And away we go for that. This was K2IR Keynet. You got Lobie over here, WA2AXZ, inviting the listeners, if they want to check out K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, check out QRZ, K2IRT, and you get a little rundown, a little biography, and the history of K2IRT. Once again, too, I want to thank the operators of the repeater here for allowing us the hours used to get the gang together. With that, let me take my four-port friend for his quick walk, and then I'm going to QSY to 160 meters, 1.871. Gang, have a great night from WA2AXZ. We're off and clear.